Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samach Zayin, the sixth parak, Eil Devarim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the bottom Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara asks what the source is that bring the Pesach is the Chetumah of the Tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan brought the pasuk regarding those who are Tamei that must postpone bringing their Pesach until Pesach Sheni. Ish ki yetamei lenefesh, any man will be Tamei from a corpse. Ish nitchel pesach sheni, vein tzibur nitchel pesach sheni av de betuma. The pasuk mentioned the singular any man implies that only an individual is deferred until pesach sheni, but a tamei tzibur is not. Rather, they bring the pesach in a state of tuma. Reish Lakish rejected this pshat, suggesting that it could be interpreted that the tzibur cannot bring in a state of tuma neither on pesach rishon or sheni. Rather, he brought the pasuk, v'yishalchem min ha'machne kol tzarua v'kol zav v'kol tamei lenefesh, and they must send from the camp any Matsura, any Zav, and anyone contaminated by a corpse. Reish Lakish explained that the Pasuk could have just mentioned Atame Meis, and would be a Kavach Homer for Zavim Matsuras that they're also sent out, since their Tumah is more Chamor. Therefore, the reason they were included is to teach there's a time when Zavim Matsuras are sent out of the Azorah, and Tame Meisim are not sent out, and remain to bring an offering, which is the Pesach. Abaye challenges Reish Lakish's interpretation. Point number two, Rav Chisid said, Metzora shenichnas lefnima mechitzaso pater. A Metzora who legally entered within his boundary, meaning any walled city in Eretz Yisrael, is pater from Malkus. For it stated, Badad Yeshev mechutz l'machane moshavo. He shall dwell in isolation outside the camp, shall be his dwelling place. A kasuv nitko la'ase. The Torah removed the prohibition against a Metzora entering the camp to the remedy of a positive mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't receive the typical punishment of Malkus for violating osase. The Gemara challenges Rav Chisid by bringing a braisa that states that a Metzora does receive Malkus for entering the Machane Yisrael, and resolves the contradiction by explaining it's based on the Malchukas Tanaim and how to interpret the Pasuk. Rashi explains that one Tana, meaning Rabbi Shimon, uses the Pasuk to teach that there is a love, Hanitzik La'ase, whereas the other Tana, which is Rabbi Yehuda, uses it to teach that a Metzora is banished from all three Machanes, and therefore it cannot be used to teach that a Metzora has a love, Hanitzik La'ase. And point number three, was stated on a braisa on Amun Aleph that if Zavim are banished from the Machane Leviya, that all the more so Metzora should be sent out as well. Now the Gemara asks what the Chumra of a Metzora over a Zav is, and answers, Reken Taum Priyo Frima Va'as V'Tashvi Shemita. A Metzora is required to leave his hair unshorn, and to rend his garments, and is prohibited to engage in marital relations, unlike a Zav. The Gemara suggests, in fact, that Zav is more Chamor, in that it's Metame Mishkav Moshav U'Metame Klicheris Behesed. It's Metame with Tumas Midras, and is Metame Klicheris with the Tumas Hesed, and answers that the Pasuk stated, V'chol Zav, and any Zav, Rabba's Balkari, to include a Balkari in the laws of banishment, and a Metzora is certainly more Chamor than a Balkari. So once again, the three topics are, number one, on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara asks what the source is that bring the Pesach is the Chetumah of the Tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan brought the pasuk regarding those who are Tamei that must postpone bringing their Pesach until Pesach Sheni. Ish ki yetamei lenefesh, any man will be Tamei from a corpse. Ish nitchel Pesach Sheni, vein Tzibur nitchel Pesach Sheni av de betuma. The pasuk mentioned the singular any man implies that only an individual is deferred until Pesach Sheni, but a Tamei Tzibur is not. Rather, they bring the Pesach in a state of Tumah. Reish Lakish rejected this pshat, suggesting that it could be interpreted that the tzibur cannot bring in a state of tumah neither on Pesach Rishon or Sheni. Rather, he brought the pasuk, v'yishalchem min ha'machne kol tzarua v'kol zav v'kol tamei lenefesh, and they must send from the camp any Metzora, any Zav, and anyone contaminated by a corpse. Reish Lakish explained that the pasuk could have just mentioned Atame Meis, and would be a Kavach Homer for Zavim Metzoras that they're also sent out, since their tumah is more Chamor. Therefore, the reason they were included is to teach there's a time when Zavim Matsuras are sent out of the Azorah and Tamei Meisim are not sent out and remain to bring an offering, which is the Pesach. Abaye challenges Reish Lakish's interpretation. Point number two, Rav Chisid said, Metzora shenichnas lefnima mechitzaso pater. A Metzora who legally entered within his boundary, meaning any walled city in Eretz Yisrael, is pater from Malkus. For it stated, Badad Yeshev mechutz l'machane moshavo. He shall dwell in isolation outside the camp, shall be his dwelling place. A kasuv nitko la'ase. The Torah removed the prohibition against a Metzora entering the camp to the remedy of a positive mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't receive the typical punishment of Malkus for violating osase. The Gemara challenges Rav Chisid by bringing a braisa that states that a Metzora does receive Malkus for entering the Machane Yisrael, and resolves the contradiction by explaining it's based on the Malchukas Tanaim and how to interpret the Pasuk. Rashi explains that one Tana, meaning Rabbi Shimon, uses the Pasuk to teach that there is a love, Hanitzik La'ase, whereas the other Tana, which is Rabbi Yehuda, uses it to teach that a Metzora is banished from all three Machanes, and therefore it cannot be used to teach that a Metzora has a love, Hanitzik La'ase. And point number three, we're staying on a brace on Amun Aleph that if Zavim are banished from the Machne Levia, then all the Mors of Metzorah should be sent out as well. Now the Gemara asks what the Chumrah of a Metzorah over a Zav is, and answers, Reken Taum Priyo Frima Va'asba Tashvi Shemita. A Metzorah is required to leave his hair unshorn and to rend his garments, and is prohibited to engage in marital relations, unlike a Zav. The Gemara suggests that in fact a Zav is more Chumrah in that it's Metame Mishkav Moshev Umetame Klicheris Behesed. It's Metame with Tumas Midras and is Metame Klicheris with the Tumas Hesed, and answers that the Pasuk stated V'chol Zav. And any Zav, Rabba's Balkari, to include a Balkari in the laws of banishment, and a Metzorah is certainly more chamur than a Balkari. All right, so now we go to a Simon for Dov Samach Zayin, and this Simon comes to us by way of Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York, and Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, who both suggested Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. A sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The Tamei guests at the barbecue rejoiced when they heard the news that the Pesach was Dochatuma, while off in the distance the Metzorah barbecued in isolation. Grateful he wasn't lashed, but upset his hair was long and clothes were torn, unlike his friend the Zav. Once again in slow motion. The tummy guests at the barbecue, that must be one Duff Samach Zayin. The tummy guests at the barbecue rejoiced when they heard the news that the Pesach was Dochatuma, which reminds us that on the bottom of Duff Samach Vavam Beis, the Gemara asks what the sources that bring the Pesach as Dochatuma of the Tzibor. Rabbi Yochanan brought the Pesach regarding those who are tummy that must postpone bringing their offerings until Pesach Sheni, ish ki yeh tummy lenefesh, any man who will be tummy from a corpse. The Pasuk's mention the singular any man implies that only an individual is deferred until Pesach Sheni, but a Tamid Tzibur is not. Rather, they bring the Pesach in a state of Tuma. Reish Lakish rejected this pshat, suggesting that it could be interpreted that the Tzibur cannot bring in a state of Tuma neither on Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So rather, he brought the Pasuk, and they must send from the camp any Metzorah, any Zav, and anyone contaminated by a corpse. Now, Reish Lakish explained that the Pasuk could have just mentioned a Tamei Meis, and it would be a Kal V'chomer for Zami and Metzorahs that they are also sent out, since their Tumah is more Chamor. Therefore, the reason they were included is to teach that there is a time when Zavim and Metzorahs are sent out of the Azorah, and Tamei Meis are not sent out and remain to bring an offering, which is the Pesach. So the Tamei guests at the barbecue rejoiced when they heard the news that the Pesach was Dochatuma, while off in the distance the Metzorah barbecued in isolation. Grateful he wasn't lashed, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Metzorah sheniknas lefnima mechitzaso pater. A Metzorah who legally entered within his boundary, meaning any walled city in Eretz Yisrael, is pater from Malkus. For it stated, Badad yeshev mechutz l'machaneh moshavo, he shall dwell in isolation, outside the camp shall be his dwelling place. Akasav nitkulase. The Torah removed the prohibition against a Metzorah entering the camp to the remedy of a positive mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't receive a typical punishment of Malkus for violating a losase. So the Tamei guests at the barbecue rejoiced when they heard the news that the Pesach was Dochatuma, while off in the distance the Metzorah barbecued in isolation. Grateful he wasn't lashed, but upset his hair was long and clothes were torn, unlike his friend the Zav. Which reminds us, it was stated in a brayso on Amun Aleph that if Zavim are banished from the Machne Levia, then all the more so the Metzorah should be sent out as well. So the Gemara asks what the Chumrah of a Metzorah over a Zav is, and answers, Sheken Tom Priya Ufrima Va'asba Tashmi Shamita. A Metzorah is required to leave his hair unshorn and to rend his garments, and is prohibited to engage in marital relations unlike a Zav. The Gemara suggests, in fact, a Zav is more Chamur in that it's Metame Mishka Moshev Umetame Klicheris Behesed. It's Metame with Tumas Midras and is Metame Klicheris with Tumas Hesed, and answers that the Pasuk stated V'chol Zav, and any Zav, or Rabba's Balkari, to include a Balkari in the laws a banishment, and the Metzorah is certainly more chamur than a Balkari. So once again, the Tamei guests at the barbecue rejoiced when they heard the news that the Pesach was Dochatuma, while off in the distance the Metzorah barbecued in isolation. Grateful he wasn't lashed, but upset his hair was long and clothes were torn, unlike his friend the Zav. All right, now it's time to go to our four-block back Chazara. Daf Samech Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue. Segue? That must be more Daf Samech Gimel. The Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shechted the first simon for Arelim. Which reminds us, we had a question why Braisa says that if one had kavanah for the Arelim and after for those who were circumcised, the carbon is pasul, when the Mishnah on Daf Samech Alef Amud Beis stated that if one has kavanah for both Mulin and Arelim, the carbon is kosher. Abaye answered that the Braisa's case is where he said that the first simon should be cut for the Arelim and the second simon should be cut for the mulin, in which case the first simon is not associated to the mulin, and the Pesach is pasul, according to Rav Meir, who holds, Mefalgin b'chatzi matir, pickle can be affected through intent during part of a matir, the act that permits. The Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold, Ein mefalgin b'chatzi matir, Pigul cannot be affected during part of a matir. Hence, the Pesach is valid because the second pipe was not slaughtered with a pasul kavana. So the Kohen who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shekted the first siman for a railing, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azor, which reminds regarding the losase of Bosishra al chametz dam zivchi. You should not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. There's a machlokes regarding the location of the chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that one is never chayiv unless the chametz is with him in the Azorah, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that even though the chametz is not with him in the Azorah, he's still chayiv. The Gemara concludes the machlokes is how to interpret the word all over in the pasuk, Osishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not shek the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds all besamach. The word over implies nearness. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does not imply nearness, and therefore one would be chayiv wherever the chametz is located. So the Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shekted the first siman for a railing, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azara, which belonged to one of the Bnei Chabur, which reminds us, Rav Oshi asked Rabbi Ami how one can shek the Pesach if chametz exists anywhere in the world, and Rabbi Ami explained that the pasuk states lo sishchat, followed by lo yalin chel v'chagiyat boker. You shall not shek, it's followed by, and the sacrifice of the Pesach should not be left overnight until morning. So we infer from here that the prohibition of you shall not shecht applies to those who are subject to the prohibition of it shall not be left overnight, which includes only those associated with the carbon. Rav Papa said, therefore, the Kohen who burns the chayl over chametz transgresses the losase as well, since he's including the prohibition of halanis emurim, leaving over parts of the offering overnight. Daf Samach Daled. So the Simur Samach Daled is a secret agent. Sod, secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Daled. The secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz, which reminds us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chai for shechting the tamid over chametz based on the word zivchi in the pasuk, zevach amiyuchadli, the zevach that is designated to me, Kosh Baruch Hu, which is the tamid. Rabbi Shimon holds that one is chai for other offerings being shechted over chametz based on the two times zivchi is mentioned in different psukim, Kari Be Zevach Zevachai. Read it, a sacrifice, my sacrifices, which alludes to other korbanos. The reason the Torah did not state Zevachai and instead separated them is to teach that during the time when there is a Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, one is not Chayev for other korbanos. But during the time when there is no Pesach, such as during the Chag, one is Chayev for other korbanos. So the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously. Which reminds us that the next mission states the Pesach was shechted in three groups, and when the first group entered Nalu Dalsa Azorah, they closed the gates of the courtyard. It's a machlokes Abayin Rebbe whether the gates of the Azorah closed miraculously or not. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between them is L'mismach Anisa, whether to rely on a miracle. Abai said that our mission is teaching that as many as go in, let them go in, and we can rely upon a nes that the gates will close on their own. And Rashi explains that we need not worry that everyone will enter the first time, and there won't be three groups. Rava says we close the gates and we do not rely on miracles. So the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously, while the Kohen Gadol counted 1.2 million kidneys. Which reminds that Agrippas and Melk asked the Kohen Gadol to count the Pesach offerings, so the Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each Pesach and found 600,000 pairs of kidneys representing double the amount of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And there was no carbon paste that did not have more than 10 people registered for it, and they called it Pesach Me'ubin, the thick Pesach, because there were so many people. Dav Samachay, so the sim for Dav Samachay is sheep or a shepherd. So here goes. The lazy shepherds. Shepherds, that must be more in Dav Samachay. The lazy shepherds in the third group, which reminds us that the third group bringing their Pesachim in the Azor were called the Kasatzlanis, the lazy group. Now the Gemara asks, what should they have done, given that the Pesach must be offered in three shifts? And answers, Afil Halchi Ibayilu Zeruzi Navshayu. Even so, they should have hurried to be among the first ones. So the lazy shepherds in the third group were mesmerized by the sight of a Kohen filling up a cup of blood from the floor of the Azor, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen would fill a cup with blood of the Pesach that had mixed on the floor of the Azor and throw it at once upon the Mizbeach. But the Chachamim did not agree with him. In a brisa on this stuff, Rabbi Yehuda explains his position that if the blood of one of them had spilled on the floor from the klisharis before it was applied to the Mizbeach, the application of the mixed blood renders a Pesach whose blood spilled valid, even though the majority of the blood on the floor was Dama Tamsis, blood that drained out of the animal after the Dama Nefesh, the lifeblood, spurted out, and is not fit for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda follows his own reason where he says, Ein Dam Mevatel Dam, blood cannot nullify blood. Therefore, a small amount of spilled blood retains its status, and the mixture can be applied to the Mizbeach. So the lazy shepherds in the third group were mesmerized by the sight of a Kohen filling a cup of blood from the floor of the Azorah, while Kohanim walked knee-deep in the blood, bringing wood on the Mizbeach, which reminds us that the reason the Chachamim plugged up a hole in the Azorah and didn't let the blood drain out, even though they held the blood was not collected from the floor on Erev Pesach, was because it was a shevach to the Kohanim that they were knee-deep in dam, which showed how precious the Avodah was to them. The Gemara clarifies that there wasn't a problem that the dam was a chetzitza, and that it soiled their begadim, making the begadim unfit, because they did this for carrying the wood up to the maracha, which isn't an avoda, and they used ramps when carrying the limbs to the mizbeach, so they wouldn't soil their garments. Daf samach vav, so the sim relates to sewing, and we use a tailor. So here goes. This simple tailor, that must be more than daf samach vav, so. This simple tailor who brought his Pesach to be shechted on Shabbos, just like the Tamid, which reminds us that B'nai Maseret did not know if one could shech the carbon Pesach if the 14th of Nisan fell on Shabbos, and they were told that Hillel Bavli knew the answer. Hillel responded, Nemar ma'odo b'Pesach, v'nemar ma'odo b'Tamid. It stated in its appointed time, both in regard to the Pesach and the Tamid, from which we learn that just as the Tamid is Dochas Shabbos, so too the Pesach is Dochas Shabbos. Furthermore, there's a Kal v'Chomer that if a Tamid where its non-performance is not punishable with Karas is Dochas Shabbos, then a Pesach whose non-performance is punishable with Karas all the more so should be Dochas Shabbos. And upon hearing this, they immediately seated him at the head and appointed him Nasi over them, and he was Dorish the entire day in Hilchos Pesach. So the simple tailor who brought his Pesach to be shecht on Shabbos, just like the Tamid, and was hailed as a child of a Navi when he saw he stuck a sewing needle, which doubled as a knife in the fur, which reminds us that B'nai B'Sara asked Hillel what the halacha is when one forgot to bring a knife to the base of Mikdash before Shabbos, and Hillel responded that he forgot the halacha and said, Hanach lehen Yisrael im ein navin hen b'nei navin hen. Leave Yisrael to their devices, for if they themselves are not Nevi'im, they are descendants of Nevi'im, and will certainly take the proper course. The next day they saw a person whose Pesach was a sheep, had stuck a knife in its wool and had the sheep transport it, and another person whose Pesach was a goat had stuck a knife between its horns to transport it. So when Hillel observed their actions, he remembered the Lach and said he'd heard this ruling directly from Shemaya and Avtalion. So the simple tailor who brought his Pesach to be shechted on Shabbos, just like the Tamid, and was hailed as a child of a Navi when they saw he stuck a sewing needle, which doubled as a knife in the fur, got angry with all the attention and needed to hear some music to calm down. Which reminds us, the Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, that kol misyarim im chacham hu chachma so misdalekas mimenu, anyone who acts in a haughty manner, if he's a chacham, his chachma deserts him, and if he's a navi, his nevu deserts him. And Reish Lakish said kol adam shekoas, anyone who gets angry, if he's a chacham, his chachma departs from him, and if he's a navi, his nevu departs from him. We see that chachma departs from a chacham, gets angry from Moshe Rabbeinu, where it's written, yiksev Moshe al pekudei echal, Moshe became angry at the commanders of the army for reserving the lives of the Midianite woman, and shortly afterwards it was Elazar Kohen who gave over the lachas, a purifying the Kohen captured from Midian. So this implies that the lacha was hidden from Moshe. And we see that Nevuah departs from a Navi from Elisha, who became angry with Yehoram Melch Yisrael, and he needed a musician to play music for him to calm him down, so he could once again attain Nevuah. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Masechus Brachos Shabbos and Erevin. Number 1. Which of the one that a Metzor is more chamer than a Zav because of Priya Ufrima, and he's also Asur B'Tashmi Shemitah? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that Rabbi Yudah holds one is chai for shechting the Tamid over Chametz, and Rabbi Shimon holds one is chai for other Karbanos as well? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 3. Wished up to learn that the Kashlishis bring their Pesachim recalled the Kasatzlanis, the lazy group. That's on Daf Samachay. Good. Number 4. Which Daf did Hillel teach the B'nai Basera that a Pesach was Dochas Shabbos from Mo'ado, which is stated by the Tamid and Pesach? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we have a Machok is whether Matzor who re-enters a city receives Malkus, or it's a Lav Hanitak La'ase? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which Daf did Hillel say that one could discern the halakha from the practice of the people since they are B'nai Nevi'im? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 7. Which Daf did we learn the review to held that they should fill up a cup of blood from the Azorah floor to throw on the Mizbeach based on his opinion that ain't dam mevatel dam? That's on Daf Samach Hey. Good. Number 8. Which Daf did we learn according to Rabbi Meir, one who cuts the first simon for Arelim and the second one for Mulim, the carbon is possible because he holds Mefalgim b'chatzi matya? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which of the one the sources that a Pesach was only valid for those healthy enough to eat it and for those who are registered on it? That's on Daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do we have Malchus, Reish Lakish, and Yochanan, whether the Chametz needs to be in the Azor to be chai for Lesishchad al Chametz, Dam Zivchi? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daf do we have the one should use an expert to measure the Tchum? That's on Daf Nun Ches and Erevin. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do you learn about the Arba Rishuyos? That's on Daf Vavin Shabbos. Good. And number three, we should have to go in 5 reasons why the Parsha of Tzitzis is included in Kriyat Shema. That's on Daf Yud Beis and Brachos. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. That's Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.